that Black Friday feeling at Matalan today. Hurry, grab up to 50% off women's, men's, kids and home in our big Black Friday sale. Shop in-store, online and via the app now.
I'm ready for the good life.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Reynolds, Thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Well, good morning, and ain't a fine morning. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Lewis is out today. He had something he couldn't get out of, and we love him very much. I am joined by a wonderful man, a man who I've spent the last 2 days with now, by proxy. My good friend Mike Figgs is here.
What's up, Dougie?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
We spent quite a few hours last night with Mr. Bob Kelly recording YKWD.
An epic now, episode.
Classic. Here we are, just right back in the morning. Like, it never stopped, baby.
It's a lot calmer. Feels really nice. Something different about today. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's a nice calm energy. We have a great guest today. Waiting on our
drinking.
Second guest.
Yes. That's a drink.
It's because I'm fucking loaded already. That's why.
Might just be one guest today. But hey, if this is the guest we have, we don't need more than one from the Wrestle Roast Podcast, and on the gate, we got Scott Chaplin.
What up, gang?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it is, man.
Oh, let me see racist live chat. Hold on. Let me just...
Let's just click.
There you go.
Yep.
Sorry
no more
about
of that.
Faggots!
Yeah. One of them said I looked like a critter.
That is... I clearly...
Too accurate and rude.
Wait, like from the movie Critters?
Yeah, from the movie Critters.
I definitely look more like a critter than you.
Sure, sure. It's the fangs, and okay. We both have this.
Okay,
you know.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I look like the ball of Critters from number two.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have a great day. Let's get plugs out of the way. Scott, I know you got your podcast. You got the live dates. What do you want people to check out, bud?
Check out my other podcast, Out for Smokes, with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy. That one's really good. And just subscribe to the Patreon. Just... before you even listen to a regular episode. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. Faggy?
Hell yeah. Young Guns, check it out. YouTube, got some awesome episodes. The fucking Maddie Smith one is going viral. We got fucking Brian Holtzman. Fucking, but you know what? Our top episode is with this guy right here, Zach D'Amico. It was a great one. Subscribe, like, comment, comicmikefigs.com.
You gotta have me back on soon. I feel a return of a certain racist Katie Boyle.
Oh, yes.
my much requested character, which is alt-right Katie Boyle.
Hell yeah, dude.
Guys, thank you so much for checking out the show. If you want to see me live this weekend, I will be in Houston at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. I actually have a headlining show Friday at 7 p.m. That's all at the Secret Group in Houston, Texas, where we did Skankfest Houston. Going to be really fun. And you don't have to get tickets for the whole festival. You can just get individual tickets to shows. And I will be there all weekend, but once again, headlining Friday. And then, pretty happy about this. I'm going to be the first ever comic to headline the ECW Arena Philadelphia. The 2300 Arena. Really, really excited about it. The show is myself, Ryan Shaner, and LaMare Lee. It's just a fucking honor. You know, guys know I fucking love wrestling. I love ECW, and it really means a lot to me. If you could be there, that'll be in Philadelphia December the 15th. And if you love the show, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, at GasDigitalNetwork.com for a free 7-day trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. And if you like it, keep it. If you don't, that's okay, too. We appreciate you listening. Go to podcastmerch.com for hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and long sleeves. And if you guys want to bring up Lewis's touring schedule real quick, Lewis will be in Miami this weekend with Aaron Berg at the Comedy Inn. I believe Kim Congdon also on those shows. And then he will be in Indianapolis after that. Thank you. He will be in McHenry, Illinois, Glendale, Wisconsin, Toronto at Yuck Yucks. New Year's Eve, Lewis and Dave will be at the Comedy Store. And January 5th through 7th in Washington, D.C., Lewis will be at The Loft. After that, January 12th through 15th, he'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, Bloomington, Minnesota, the 19th through 22nd, and Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, at the Funny Stop Comedy Club, January 26th through 28th. Please check out Lewis on the road. He is fucking killing, putting his new hour together, and it's really, really funny stuff. I've been watching him fucking crush. All right, guys. The time is upon us.
Yes, sir.
It's a sad day in history.
Yes, sir.
Andy Dick has been sentenced to 90 days in jail.
No.
For groping.
No. No.
And 90. Now must register as a sex offender.
Wow.
Friends in the booth, tell us about it.
Not Andy Dick. Not that slow guy.
Yeah, I don't know
guy.
If you saw the video. He was in a trailer doing a live stream and a guy came out and I believe that he was sodomized by Andy Dick. So the video came out. He was just sentenced. He's doing 90 days and must register as a sex offender. And he must complete 52 Alcoholics Anonymous sessions.
That is tough. What is, I mean, that's, it's.
What do you expect?
Obviously he's nuts.
Yeah, but what do you, who hangs out with Andy Dick and doesn't think some wild shit's going to go down?
It's a sad state of affairs because he is a genuinely really funny dude.
Sure.
He's responsible for some very fun. Okay, I am a huge News Radio fan. One of the funniest sitcoms, I think, ever.
I think he's a good comedic actor, for yeah. sure. Because 100%.
Yeah. In the Army now?
I'll say maybe one of the funniest scenes in Old School when he's the blowjob instructor.
Yes, oh, that shit. Is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
That is great.
Really funny dude, really sad.
You forget
it
about
seems
that,
like
yeah.
It's got a hold of him, man. The guy's got demons.
Yeah. What's his vice?
Well, I know he's drunk. And I remember the last time I heard, I think it was just straight beer. Like because he quit hard liquor, but he was just getting hammered. I know the last time he did Rogan, they did it at a different studio so that Andy Dick wouldn't know where Rogan lived.
Wow.
Because Rogan didn't want him having his address.
He's one of those guys. He probably hits him up for some cash every now and then.
I think he's the kind of guy who will like try to crawl through a window.
Yeah.
You know, like Andy Dick is like a famous person is going to have like smell something in their house and call, you know, whoever has to deal with a rodent and they're going to find Andy Dick
with peanut butter all over his body.
Yeah, like in their walls. Yeah, he's a guy. He's a critter. He like, he's a very crawl into places type of guy. Remember all those roast battle guys in LA, like hung out with him one night? Remember they deleted all those tweets? They
had I was just going to bring this up.
Yeah, they were advised to delete tweets because they're like, Andy's a comic. But yeah, he like fucking harassed them and like broke through his own window.
So, I have a little bit of his rap sheet.
Some of our LA, what?
I have a little bit of his rap sheet here if you want.
Oh yeah, please.
Wait, hold on, his rap sheet? Go ahead, read it.
It was first-degree residential burglary after he stole power tools, to which he pleaded not guilty.
Oh, shit, he's been doing Godfrey podcasts a lot. That's pretty good. Shit.
He pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor battery after he groped a woman's buttocks.
Gay Black Mike.
He hit his boyfriend with a liquor bottle in 2021, and his ex-fiance dumped him, and he was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon.
His boyfriend? He's a bi guy?
Yeah.
Look at that.
You didn't know that?
I don't know anything about Andy Dick.
Well, you just looked at Andy Dick and like, this guy crushes puss?
I was just, well, I didn't know. I thought he was like a creepy guy. I thought he liked kids or something. He gives me that like kiddie vibe.
No, man. He has a son with a woman.
Okay.
And then, I think he
He likes dudes. He's like, you know. A little bit of everything.
Yeah,
right.
Neither.
He was like, you know, very sexually abused.
Yeah, that
is what it seems like.
But yeah, our friends, like, some of our LA roast battle guys. Kind of live tweeted a night out with Andy Dick, more or less.
Maybe like 5 years ago, right?
And it got progressively sadder.
Oh, it
started
first it was
funny.
Like, this is funny. And then it was like, he's grabbing me. And then it was like, his son is sleeping in the other room and he's breaking into his own home. Yeah, it was like
crazy. And then one of our friends, who will remain nameless, is a tall, twinkish type. had all the texts that were like 5 a.m. Like, come over, just let me suck your cock.
Nice.
He was
what a pal.
He was shooting his shot hard.
Yeah.
He really wanted to blow our buddy. And then the next day they deleted all of it because it read like a book. Like, it was an all-night affair.
Yeah, it ruled. Yeah, remember those, like, old Norm tweets where Norm would just have a night of tweeting and it was like a novel? It was that, but with Andy Dick assaulting our homies.
Multiple friends of ours.
Yeah, yeah.
And, cool. Yeah, I guess they were I think because he's a comic, they took it down. I want to say there was, like, a legal repercussion.
Yeah, I feel like it was just, and maybe this is just my assumption, but I was like, oh, older comics told him, like, hey, that's a comic. Come on, you don't fuck with comics.
And
know,
it made
like,
it,
hey,
was
let's
on
be
parole.
Smart guys.
Maybe he's on parole or something.
It made it look sad. It was a portrait of a very sad person.
Yeah. But he's alive, right?
He's alive. He's alive. Let's just hope, you know, the best we can hope is somehow this guy gets some type of help that's not fucking Death Dealer Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Also, when you're a sex addict like that, where it's like, you know, like he seems very like, fuck my holes or whatever. Like he seems out there. 90 days in prison, that's not a fix at all.
Vacation, all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
He's going to have a blast.
He's the first guy who's going to get like happily fucked to death.
Is he famous enough to be, he's famous enough to be taken out of Gen Pop, right?
What's Gen Pop? What is that?
General population.
Oh,
I don't know. You think the guys are going to recognize him? Yeah, motherfucker from Eurotrip?
I would say so enough.
I would say just enough that he, because like, well, I think they, is it redshirting? So if you're famous or you're a witness, like a snitch, you get like taken aside.
I don't know. I'm gonna bet that no one in Gen Pop knows who Andy Dick is. You know, like R. Kelly, you know, Bill Cosby, you know. I don't think they're going to know Andy Dick.
Yeah, you might be right. I don't know. I feel like he's just, he might be able to make a case for it.
Yeah.
Dude,
but
Andy
I hope he
Dick
does.
Just harassing Bill Cosby and R. Kelly to suck their dicks.
I am not gay. Please get away from me, you homosexual.
I don't know if this is my story to tell. I heard Lovitz beat the shit out of him at a bar.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, I've heard a thing he said to Lovitz. You heard a thing he said to Lovitz?
Yeah, he was going to put the Phil Hartman curse on him.
Yeah, the Phil Hartman hex on him or some
and
shit.
I heard Lovitz bash his head into a fucking bar.
Wow.
Yeah. Lovitz is gay, too?
No,
I don't know.
Lovitz is married.
Come on, Zach.
Dude, Lovitz kills me, man. Like, even in... He plays such a small part in A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
But he's like arguing with one of the fucking the main character lady, you know, and a cow goes in the background, and he goes, "Will you shut up?" And it's just, dude, it's dick. You know,
he's like,
I know, no, yeah.
I would also say maybe the funniest part of Lil Nicky,
brother, Lil Nicky, and motherfucking the wedding singer. He's losing his mind, and I'm reaping. Come on, yeah,
and I'm like reaping the benefits.
Yeah,
I heard.
And he stinks just enough that you're like, I'm gonna fuck. I would be best friends with Lovitz, you know.
Yeah, I heard that he grabbed Andy Dick by the back of the head and bashed him into a fucking bar.
Shit,
those are my two favorite comic stories I've ever heard. Was that? And I heard one day, Mencia was at one of the clubs, sitting at the bar. And George Lopez pulled up in, like, a Lamborghini, got out, and just decked it, like, just knocked his dick in the dirt and was like, stop doing my jokes.
Oh, shit.
And then got back in the Lambo and, like, drove off. Yeah, I heard he fucked him up, which I love.
Am I the John Lovitz of Gas Digital?
It's possible. What other good comic? I mean, there's Voss fucking front kicking the guy at Caroline's. Was that Caroline's? That was years ago.
Front kick.
Oh, yeah, the guy at the Christmas party.
Yeah, he was for saying something about his daughter. Voss fucking...
Good.
Like, Voss literally, like the Chappelle Show sketch. The fucking...
Yeah. Where you have to push.
Yeah, that old school, like, fucking New York Jew karate. I heard he fucking...
Oh, with Charlie Murphy, he was like, I gotta kick this motherfucker, Rick James.
Yeah.
He said he had to kick that motherfucker. I hit that motherfucker with a front kick.
Yeah, I heard that was the...
Oh, why did you do that to me, Charlie?
I heard he knocked him fucking... I heard he fucking really got him good.
Yeah.
Is there any other good comic fight stories?
No,
I've seen comics fight audience members.
It's very rarely comic fights as it is like comic lunges at other comic. And,
I'll tell you this.
And then it's like, dude, what? That happens a lot.
When I was coming up on the comic strip, Big J just stopped doing the comic strip because he intervened with some sort of fight.
Oh, the William Stevenson thing.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
And no security helped that poor old man.
Yeah, it was just Jay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they fucking banned Jay. I mean, it was really
weird. Dude, that club stinks shit, dude. I went on stage one night there, and I was like, hey, this is years ago. And I was like, how the hell are you doing? You know, I was like, holy shit, how the hell are you doing, everybody, right? So then I get off stage, and that guy, I don't know if he's dead
Richie,
or alive.
He's dead.
He goes, holy shit, how the hell? You think Seinfeld cursed? I'm like, I don't. What are you? Why are we talking about Seinfeld?
Yeah,
and it was like it was after Chris Rock did the whatever's the Oscars or the Emmys.
Yeah,
and he's like, Chris did such a great job, and he's like looking at his flip phone, and he's like, I texted him last night.
Let me
he
tell
hasn't
you something.
Answered me.
That dude, that dude, Richie Tinkin, God rest in peace. He was rock and roll. He fucking
dude,
he managed
was
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's manager.
He did. He fucking that guy did so much fucking blow. You could only imagine the drugs that guy has done. And he's just, you know, he was a little senile at the end of his days. He used to take me into his office like three times a night. Well, I'll say three times a week and tell me the leather jacket story. And I didn't know, like, I was so new, like, I didn't know if I should tell him, like, you told me this yesterday. But he would sit me down and be like, I told Eddie to put on that jacket. And I would just be like, really? I was like, are you going to make me suck your dick? This is the third time you have me in your office. And then one time I did a show and I fucking destroyed and I'm on stage being a hack and I'm talking about these Italian women. I'm like, you fucking Italian bitch. I'm like, you look like you fucking make chicken cutlets. In the bathroom, you could hear the comic. When I got off stage, he was like, you're so dirty. That was so bad. I was like, I just fucking crushed. Are you kidding me? He's like, you're so bad, so horrible, blah, blah. He was like, this is so bad. All you said was fucking bitch and goddamn and cocksucker. I was like, yeah, you passed me 3 months ago. You didn't know? And yeah, no, he was an old dude, but he passed away, and he had his, you know, I know he had his glory days, you know, and I think he became a born-again Christian at the end of his time, and I know he had some demons, so blah, 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 but he was a good dude, and
it's
he was crazy.
It's weird when club owners, especially people that have never done or worked in comedy, other than the fact that they own a building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Start to think that they're, like, this gatekeeper type thing. I remember the first club that passed me in the city, the owner was just the lady that owned the restaurant upstairs. And she sat down and watched my set and started trying to, like, give me a makeover.
Oh, no.
She goes, you have these expressive eyes. You got to stop wearing your glasses on stage. And I'm like, I can't see without those. And she's like, yeah, but it blocks off your face from the audience. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I need to wear my glasses on stage. I can't just, that's not an easy decision for
me. You have beautiful hair. Why do you dye it green? You're like, I'm a carny.
Yeah.
Like, can you let me be myself?
Of all the fights I've seen, three of them are Jay.
No shit.
Yeah, Jay gets down, man.
I was at Soul Joel's when the guy
pulled his ass off.
Pulled him off the stage, and that video does not do it justice. That guy pulled Jay on top of him. Jay landed on him in mount. And then I don't know what happened.
Here you go.
It looked like 10 people beat the shit out of the guy. That's all it looked like somebody really beat the shit out of him.
I plead the fifth.
They did the thing with Zach. You ever see the end of Hook where the kid rolls down?
Classic, dude. Classic.
It looked like a bunch of people really fucked that guy up.
Yeah.
And then one time way back in the day, CB's, it was Jay had just started Atkins. Oh. So he was like 2 or 3 days on no carbs.
Oh, no.
And there was maybe 7 people in the crowd. And they were belligerent. Like, they were mean, and Jay was up last, and some guy's heckling Jay the whole time. And Jay very, very politely is like, hey, man, I haven't had a carb in 3 days. Today's not the day. And the guy's like, yeah, well, you're still fat or something like that. And Jay goes, well, my fat ass will make it over to you pretty quick and knock you out. And he goes, I'd like to see you try. And before he finished the sentence, Jay chokeslammed him through a table.
Let's go.
Holy shit.
He hiked up his jorts and just fucking charged at him.
And I just remember, I mean, it was one whoop, and he goes to his table. And then I remember Jay's fist coming down and the owner of the club catching him by the hook of the elbow. He's like, no, don't punch it, too.
Eddie Murphy didn't do it. Don't do it, kid.
What are you doing?
Don't do it. You're an apostle of God.
Yes. I had a guy try to hit me with a bat outside of CB's.
CB's is CBGB's?
No. CB's Comedy Club was on the corner of Bleecker and McDougal.
Yeah.
So not where...
It's like, well, it's not there anymore, but across the street was a Chipotle.
Chipotle where there's the Bank of America, and then there was Cafe Del Mar. CB's was the basement. It used to be...
Oh, it sounds really familiar.
It was like three other clubs.
What's across street again?
It looks like Greenwich Village Comedy Club, right?
Yeah, it's the same vibe. Where Greenwich Village Comedy Club is, other side of...
Cross, what is that, Prince Street?
Bleecker. The other side of Bleecker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
is it possible? You need a water, right?
Oh, sure. I would love a water.
Can you get a water? I get a coffee. Sorry. Thank you. I'm hammered.
No, you're good, buddy. No, I'm just... And SantaCon, I was working the door.
Oh, yeah.
And people were so hammered that they were online to go to the club, and we wouldn't let them in because they like couldn't speak. And, you know, you ever watch a white woman be told she can't do something when she's drunk?
Oh, yeah.
And so she goes, whatever, we don't even want to go to your comedy show. Why are you trying to make us go? And we're like, well, you're in the line. She's like, yeah, we don't want to fucking see comedy. You fucking faggot. Like, yeah. And I was like, all right, guys, I don't want you here. Please. But they wouldn't leave the, like, in front of the door, on their block of the door. And I'm like, guys, you got to, we just stare all you want. And it's SantaCon, so it's like a girl dressed as an elf, like who has nice like one shoe ass. On.
Kind of hot though. I like when they dress tight pants.
And tight pants. There was a guy in dressed like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with a baseball bat, and he took the bat out, and had two friends, and I'm panicking, as I am not a tough man.
Please tell me you're dressed as Santa.
No, I'm in regular. I'm in my regular. No. Oh, no, well, I'm
Mrs.
wearing
Claus.
Crack jacket. No, crack jacket. That was Crack Jacket Amico.
Oh, okay, cool.
Who I had a big puffy jacket for when I had to work the door.
Okay.
That I bought off a crackhead for $20. Nice. But it was like a big Foot Locker, like security guard jacket.
Hell yeah.
And I'm panicking. And God bless Mike Britt.
Oh, man.
Here's
a legend, dude. He's the
Here's
man.
Everybody come up. And I guess what he heard was me go, try me, you cunt, to the reindeer. And Mike Britt comes up and just barks these frat boys down.
Good.
And they run. And then Mike Britt goes, man, I ain't ever heard another man call a man a cunt before. And just walks back in.
Isn't that amazing? You could just summon a tall black guy to help you.
Oh, I
needed
it.
That's amazing. That's like a Final Fantasy fucking...
That would have been a quick fight.
Yeah. Just fucking...
I would not have done well. It would have been so embarrassing to get beat up by three people during SantaCon. Hey, guys, do you like to get high? Well, so do I, and that is why now is the time to go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped, and most importantly, it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I will tell you from personal experience, these products work and should be taken responsibly. So head on over to YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you can get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Let's get back into the show. Yeah. All right, okay, let's see what else. We got a Does It Live. Scotty, familiar with it? You've done the show enough. You know, Does It Live?
Yeah, it's just if it, yeah.
We watch a video and we guess who it lives.
Guess, yeah.
Well, this is a special edition from China. Does It Riv? let's get the lead in music.
Does it live or does it die?
Wing, ding, ding.
Bow, day, bow. Sing, no, bow.
So this is a video of a Tesla auto accelerating to max speed. Let's
Does
see
not
what
live.
Happens.
I'm gonna just go with not.
Man, even the cars in China can't drive.
It's in double gear. Why you put in double? Why you put double gear? It's supposed to be neutral.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! I'm not even pressing button. How does happen? Oh no! This Grand Theft Auto.
That's so fast.
Oh no!
But that's
holy
the first
shit!
He
whoa! All right, that person's okay.
Oh yeah. My god! Oh no! I need to connect to Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi don't work.
And that's the second person.
Oh, might be a dead person.
Was that an explosion? Yeah.
I go too fast, too furious.
I go too. I pow walka.
So let's go around. It seems like that second one might have done some damage.
I would like Figs to go first.
Figs, what do you think? Live or die?
The first motorcycle guys
fine.
Are fine. That last explosion in the car, it looked like he was like crawling away. I'm going to say live.
Scotty?
So it was a driver and two bicyclists. So you say the driver lived, the bicyclist died?
I'm going to say everyone lived. The bicyclists everyone looked like lived. They were. It looked like their body like reacted, like, whoa. It didn't look like they were tumbling.
Yeah.
It looked like they exploded.
Wait, can you replay it? Then I'm,
you want me to, can we see that part?
For the viewers at home, I started my day with a coffee and a half bottle Maker's Mark.
That is so. Does it say how fast they're going, Mike?
I mean, he's fucking.
Yeah, I could look. It does. But boom, that's the first one.
Okay. Yep.
Hit him in the back.
He just hits that guy. That guy's obviously
fine. That guy's fine.
Yeah, so I missed the first guy he hit.
And then that's the second tough. One's when he goes through the intersection, just fucking, yeah, that one.
Oh!
And then himself.
Oh my god, this is fucking hard. Beautiful Tesla in a fucking horrible village. Like, this place looks like Detroit. It looks so bad. This is the Bronx. First guy's dead. Only guy who survived was the second guy. Everyone else is dead. I renege, change it all.
Well, hold on.
Three deads, one alive.
I'm going driver dead. I'm going bicyclist in the second collision dead. The when he went through the intersection. Scott?
Well, I think two people died, right? And I think it's the driver and the second bicyclist.
Yeah, so you're on what I was thinking.
By the way,
yeah.
Great promotion for a Tesla. Those things are pretty fast.
Also, saw this video already.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, man, every morning I take a shit and I watch
this video? You sick fuck.
Terrible videos. No,
this particular
no sex, but like if a guy needs to get shot in the face in Colombia, you know.
There yeah. you go. And it yeah. helps you shit.
That's like around, yeah. That's
some
my,
people have
that's
coffee.
8 a.m.
Some people drink coffee. Somebody yeah.
Scott was abused, so he,
yeah, I need to, you know, I need to walk in
the
world
feel something
going
in the morning.
Like, well, I'm trying to feel something.
What did the cartel
I have yet
do today?
To feel anything when I watch the videos, but I'm trying.
Mike, give us the skinny buddy.
Both the bicyclists died. The driver lived.
Of course.
Always, man.
So
because Tesla
tie.
Has a 5-star rating for crashing. Amazing airbags. Make sure you go out there and get a Tesla.
What happened? It just it.
He says it all auto accelerated. They're investigating it. He did a, I guess they did like a drug test on him. He had nothing in the system.
Wow. That is fucking wild shit, dude. Those are. I hadn't been in a Tesla till recently when I was in LA. Almost all my Ubers were Teslas. They're really nice, dude.
Beautiful. The sky roof, just like looking yeah, up.
And they drive so smooth. Like
amazing.
The guy's like not working. The guy's like having a conversation with me. One guy talked to me about Andrew Schultz for half an hour.
Hilarious.
About what a big fan he was. I was like, that's cool. He's like, do you know him? And I'm like, kinda. I mean, I could probably nod at him politely.
Yeah, the Teslas are
that,
cool.
That
but...
looked like, what, you think that was about 130? That guy was going?
Yeah.
He was
flying.
But there's a big thing with Wi-Fi. Like, I was listening to a podcast recently, Always Sunny podcast, and one of the lead guys was talking about how he parked his car in a garage with no Wi-Fi, and he couldn't start the car because there was no fucking Wi-Fi. He couldn't get the fob to start the car, and it was like this whole thing. So that's like a weird... Like a gray
that'll,
area
that'll
with
be
the Teslas.
Horror movies eventually.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Fucking Elon Musk.
Yeah. No. I gotta tell you, man. Driving fast rules.
Oh yeah.
I hate it.
When,
it rules until you see that little flash behind you and you go fuck. I was driving with Lewis from the Comedy Cellar to the Stand, and Lewis is listening to Crack Amico. He's fucking like skank shit blasting. Josh Adam Myers is in the corner like doing squiggly wiggly, and they're driving so fast, and then he's killing it, and then that light goes off, and then Lewis loses his fucking mind. I was like, yeah, you're going 90 miles per hour 14th Street. Like, what the fuck do you think's gonna happen?
You should see me and Lewis on the road when we're listening to Motley Crue in the middle of nowhere.
You guys are wild. Sick fuck.
I don't want to.
Just do it.
Whatever. Dude, he looked at me the other day. We're on the road, and he looks at me and he goes, "I never hit 120 before." We're going 120 miles an hour.
Let's go.
To a gig. The other night we did Saratoga Springs. So it was about 3.5 hours. Then drove back for the midnight at the Stand. And then went back to Saratoga Springs for another show.
Gosh.
Wait, what?
His work ethic is insane.
Saratoga to the Stand?
Yeah.
Back to Saratoga?
And then went to his house, slept for 8 hours.
Oh, yeah, that Saratoga drive sucks, too. It's not fun.
It's nothing.
Yeah, dude, it stinks. Yeah.
There's nothing the whole way. And then we got up the next day and fucking went back.
What Motley Crue song are you listening to?
We were listening to Kickstart My Heart.
Oh, God. And you guys are hacks.
We did a thing in the car the other day.
Yeah.
where
Kickstart My Heart, make it never stop.
When he turned on the car, Sweet Child of Mine started playing.
Oh, yeah, doggy. Fuck, doggy.
It started again. And I looked at him and I went, what if we listened to just this song the whole way?
Every time you say this, like, I stop laughing and I go, like, that's so sweet. Like,
it's sweet, but
like the way you guys hang out in a car and it's like, what if?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, I love that. Like, you guys are so, what a great
thing. We spend all our time together.
Yeah.
It's so sweet, but like, I hope you guys were railing fucking lines.
No.
That's the only way to
know. You're
going to
die holding hands in a car for sure.
Oh, yeah, like Thelma and Louise. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you guys weren't fucking
Fatty and Luis,
you're going to I am Groot him. You're going to crash and you're going to form around him.
When we listen to Sweet Child of Mine,
I am doggy.
I think we made it an hour of just listening to Sweet Child of Mine. And it's certain, because I was like, it's going to stop being funny and then it's going to get funny again. And at a certain point, he looks at me, he's like, I'm falling asleep. And I'm like, yeah, me too. I can't hear the song again, because he was going to fall asleep driving and that's how we were going to die.
Of course.
Because it was like, also, when we drive, every time we drive, Lewis says he gets road hypnosis and it like puts him to sleep, because I'm sure he read an article about
it. Never get in the car with him again.
And I'm like, I don't know. Do you think maybe it's the giant blunt you smoked?
No, Doug.
Second we got in the car. You think
it's
maybe
road
that's
hypnotic,
all part
I have road hypnosis.
It's road hypnotic, Doug.
I need my dick sucked. Or I'll fall
asleep.
I need
something to kickstart my heart,
Doug. No, but those were really good gigs. And fuck it. The first was a little late. Second night sold out, though.
That's the best. Little lights are night, always like,
little
but that makes
good crowd. Tough. Good crowd. Nice guys.
Yeah.
A little light. It happens.
Right. It happens.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It happened in Plano, Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then fucking Saturday night, you're like, oh, let's go, baby.
You're yeah.
Crazy.
It's never good when the club's food choices are popcorn.
Dude, I know.
But then it's also the opposite when they have like a short rib.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a second. Hold
yeah,
on.
This is a restaurant.
You're like, wait a second.
I'm prone to grab a chicken finger. I'll grab a chicken finger.
Chicken finger's nice.
No, like if I'm on stage and someone in the front has a chicken finger,
yeah.
I'll grab one at some point.
And they see, I'm a fat guy, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Like they laugh. Oh, fat guy's grabbing appetizers.
Yeah, yeah.
You.
Yeah, I'm not even doing a bit. I'm just like, I need
You just come off hungry.
Yeah, I'm just like, I need a chicken finger after this. And I don't want to ask the club. I'm more uncomfortable asking the club owner.
They're like, you get a free
meal.
Hey,
yeah, I'm like, ah, yeah, but still, did I earn it? So I steal a nugget from the person in the front.
I am such a carny fucking...
Yeah, me too. It's bad.
I will... Is the club's like, you get a free meal? The amount of times I've gone, can I get it to go...
Oh, dude, I won't eat. I usually don't eat it.
Because I can't eat before a show. I get nauseous.
Oh, me too, yeah.
I will go, can I get it to go so I can bring it back to the hotel so I don't have to buy dinner?
The last place I was at, they gave me a spinach artichoke dip to go. And I guess maybe the girl was lazy. She just gave me the whole glass. And I washed it in the hotel room and brought it home. And it's like a little memento. I'm like, you see that bulb, baby? It's Plano, Texas.
Like right there. Yeah, the Young Bucks do. Like whenever the Young Bucks, the wrestlers, the Young Bucks, like don't spend money on the road. They always go no hobo.
Oh no, shit!
It's like how much money you can save,
yeah.
And I will fucking if I would get something for free and bring it back to the hotel, I will do it always.
Oh yeah.
And I'll. By the way, I'm classless. I'll get a steak.
Let's go. There you go.
And bring it back to the room like a piece of shit.
Hell yeah.
Dude, when me, Lewis, and Chris were in Atlantic City,
Greatest place in the world.
It was
out of your mind.
I love Atlantic City.
Greatest place.
I really love
it's
it.
It's a dump.
I love it.
It's a dump, and you deserve to be there.
Just stay in one place. That's all. Don't go on a boardwalk. Stay
it
in Bally's.
So hardcore pandemic that there was no alcohol after 10 p.m.
Oh shit! Whoa.
And sober Atlantic City is sad.
Yeah, brains get like, it's like worse than drunk Atlantic City.
Yeah. It was
you
sad.
Start really losing it.
So the first night, you know, there was no alcohol. So second night, we were like, we better make sure we have some booze. And Lewis on stage, and it's like 9:50. And me and Chris go to the waitress. We're like, hey, is it possible to order like 24 Heinekens right now? And she's like, yeah, I guess I'll put them in buckets for you guys. We're like, thank you. So, and, you know, we tipped her really good.
Hell yeah.
And then she gives us, Lou's getting off stage, and she gives us, like, you know, the comedy club menu. And we realize everything's closed, hardcore pandemic. And they had given Lewis a suite in the hotel. And we looked at the menu, and Lewis goes, can we just get one of everything? And they put it on two service trays for us.
Holy oh my shit. God. Just living the life.
And we lived like animals.
Kevin That's McAllister.
The best, bottle maker's yes. mark, 24 Heinies, two things of food. And oh boy, did we have a weekend.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Just That's fucking being animals in this suite. And then Lewis at one point is like, all right, let's go play blackjack, boys. And I went, no. And I went, I'm going to play Streets of Rage 4 on the Switch.
Nice.
And in the time it took me to play two levels of Streets of Rage 4, the door opens back up. I lost $800! I was like, I beat two levels of Streets of Rage 4.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just want to tell you about our newest sponsor, and that's our friends at Joy Mode. Hey, guys, have you ever seen those pills at the gas station that claim to help you with your dingle? And they're horribly branded. You don't really know what's inside them. And actually, when you read the back, they're terrible for you. The same goes for a lot of the products that are currently being advertised to help men in the bed. And I'll tell you what. There may be a certain medication that has been advertised on many podcasts. Hey, we've all tried it. And if you're a big guy like me with some blood pressure issues, you get a little scared of that. And then also, guys, have you ever had a stuffy nose the entire time because all you wanted was a boner? There is nothing worse than what's called the blue headache or a stuffy nose for 4 hours. It really, really stinks. And our friends at Joy Mode are here to save the day. Whether you're happy or unhappy with your performance in the bedroom, why not perform even better? Joy Mode's sexual performance booster is like a pre-workout, but for sex. Wouldn't you rather take a supplement designed to spice things up naturally rather than a prescription drug that can have harmful effects down the road? Guys, you're going to want to check out Joy Mode. They make natural and science-backed sexual wellness products for men. Their sexual performance booster is like a pre-workout, but for fucking. It is designed to support erection quality and firmness and sex drive. And it contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. It was created with best-in-class scientists and biochemistry PhDs. Its natural ingredients will enhance your sex drive and blood flow to the penis, resulting in better performance. So here is what we want you guys to do. Do you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance? Well, go to usejoymode.com/gas or just enter gas at checkout for 20% off your first order. One more time, guys, that's usejoymode.com/gas for 20% off your first order. Thanks, Joy Mode. Let's get back into the show. All right, what else we got here?
Oh, my God.
We got another video. Actually, let's get into this. Have you seen the video of the white teacher explaining to his students he's ethnocentric?
Yeah. Please show us.
Figs, have you seen it?
I have not. Show
this
me
is,
this. Happy honky.
This is tough.
I'm ethnocentric. ethnocentric, which means I think my race is the superior one.
It's always a substitute teacher.
Hey, look. So, white is better than all.
No, let me finish. Hey. I think everybody thinks that. They're just not honest about it.
Hey, I'm not racist, though. I like all types of cars.
Did I say I don't like people?
What a good kid.
Wait, so you said you are what? You are racist?
You're saying you're like...
I'm ready to choke your ass to a fucking table. That's what I am.
No, you said you are racist.
I did. Yeah, I'm trying to be honest. Yes, no, I'm not saying it again. I've said it enough.
So you're racist.
I think I'm like telling you something.
Put your phone up.
I respected you for a while, but like, now.
Put your phone up.
I don't think I got no more respect for you.
Yeah, bro. I don't think I got respect for him no more, bro.
Mm-mm. You should have more respect for him.
Whoa, should have more respect.
You know, that's...
It's a tough look.
So, hats off to those kids for keeping it cool.
Yeah, can I be honest?
Those kids were more mature than him. Yeah, those kids were more mature.
That's actually what, like, my main comment was like, wow, those kids are beyond cool and appropriate about this. They're like, I think I've lost a bit of respect for you.
We're going to record this to show amazing. How fucking crazy
I would
you
be
are.
Flipping out on that dude. Even if I agreed with him, I'd be like, hey, here's a moment to disagree with a teacher. I'm about to yell at him.
It's over. Oh, it's over for you. Let me
it's over
principal.
For you, dude.
It's over.
Yes, this
over.
Is awesome. I'd
it's
be like
over.
In his face.
Yeah.
You dummy.
Somebody get the principal. Yeah. Like, somebody.
I'm amazed everyone stayed seated for that.
Yeah. Holy shit.
You're like, I don't
how many videos you've seen where a teacher gets smacked?
Oh, dude, I thought that was going to turn into You Are Not the Father type dancing and celebrating.
They were just like, sir, this is not this is not representative of the community we live in and the schools, morals. Yeah.
Professor, I take umbrage with that statement.
That one kid knew it was going to go to court. He was like, can you say you're a racist?
Yeah.
He's like, wait, you say? He's like, just say it. Say it for us.
Man, phone's really fucked up being an old person, huh?
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Oh,
I think he was trying to make a point, and he got lost in his own horseshit.
You know, if Lewis was here, he would say that guy is the real ass dude of the I'm just being honest. If Lewis was here right now, he would be like, hold on one second, Dougie.
That's what's up, nigga.
He would probably hit that, and then he would.
I gotta be honest with you. In honor of Lewis not being here, we love you, buddy, and Face is right.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude.
He does a bad
attitude.
But the argument can be made, were those kids so well behaved? Because he's a great teacher.
Wow.
Well, that one kid was like, I fucking kind of liked you for a little while. What the fuck?
I'm just saying, if he can run a classroom that well, guy might be a great moderator.
I think he's on.
I mean,
some
he's fired
like,
forever, right?
Yeah. He's a guy who only ever thought so deep on the issue because he only ever had to.
Yeah.
And like, I think a lot of people think they're better than everybody. Like deep down, they go, "I'm better than everyone."
Yeah.
Not a race
agents.
Thing. Like, yeah, that's hilarious.
You know,
like not just like every individual goes like, "I'm magic," right?
Yeah.
And so this guy, he don't think hard enough, and he goes like. White is mad or whatever. Like it's like deep down, I know like my shit is better than black people's shit, and it's just like dumbass stuff. It's like believing your parents and bullshit they said. It's like just low level thought shit.
Save it for the subreddit.
But he's also doing this thing of like no, that's like on like everybody's like that. It's like it's a very like comic bombing on stage too.
Yes.
It's like a it's
this
just
guy
like,
knows what I mean.
It's a fucking weak take. Where it's just like no, that's not it. It's just that's a bomb.
Yeah,
and he's
a big
bombing
bomb.
Comic.
I don't trust white dudes in Under Armour shirts. I've never. Every time I see a guy with Under Armour, I'm like, oh, this guy's a dick.
Oh, if I could do it, I would do it. If I didn't, if I had abs, I'd
you
be
would just wear
right
straight
now.
Up.
I'd find a way to.
Yeah.
I'd figure it out.
But like that Under Armour shit, that like Heat Tech, get the fuck out of here. If you're not playing in the NFL, why are you wearing Under Armour?
Yeah, I feel like this guy...
His bones hurt.
Is there like follow-up on this? Is this guy fired forever? Or...
Yeah, we need the scoop.
Is there a scoop on this?
It'd be hilarious if those kids just beat the shit out of him if there's another video.
Yeah, he's fired from the school. The school gave the usual, this isn't what we believe in, speech. But yeah,
so
at first
fired,
he was placed
not,
on administrative
not going to
leave.
Early retirement?
I don't believe it said early retirement. I think he got like canned. He was placed on administrative leave at first, and then people weren't okay with that, so then they fired him.
He was the guy that got us coffee 2 seconds ago. Now he works here.
Yeah, he's going to have a podcast.
He's a studio manager now. You're here at Guest Digital.
He's going to be replacing Andrea next week. hope that bag can make cookies.
I was about to say, this fucking racist makes great brownies. Holy shit.
All right, I know we have another video here.
Oh, fuck.
Well, actually, no, let's look at this jump rope. So here's a fun story. Man gets jump rope stuck in bladder after shoving it up his penis.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
He'll be at Skankfest, Mexico.
Would you like to see a photo of the x-ray?
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yes, I would.
Oh, we're both getting the same ad at the same time. I'm so sorry. Here we go.
No worries. It's okay. Whoa.
Horrible. It was
kind of
in Japan.
Like spaghetti.
It was in his
bladder.
Okay,
so he did take off the handles.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
It was in his bladder.
79-year-old patient fed the rope through his urethra, inserting sexual objects such as rods into the penis opening as a sexual practice known as sounding. Surprisingly, the man suffered no long-term complications.
I think how they go, like, the news lies all the time. Even if there's no long-term complications, you should lie and say there was.
Yeah.
You don't want people going sticky. You go, and he's dead and in hell, actually. Yeah. He's actually being fucked to death in hell.
Burning
over
in
again.
Hell.
I don't know
don't put ropes
sense,
in your cock, kids.
Yeah, he's fine, actually.
He's in hell right now.
Turns out, right.
That's actually, everybody's allowed to do that.
Yeah.
It turns out.
He's in hell. What? There are 4 young black girls playing double dip ducks with his penis right now.
No long-term issues. Like, what? You come and then go to the ER. That's it.
Actually, stress levels are down.
Wow.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
So originally he went to the doctor because he had trouble urinating, and then they found the rope, and they did an x-ray, and they found a large object. And then the x-ray, it looked like a wire-like coiled foreign body is how they described it. And he claimed that he originally was like, yeah, I don't know what that's about.
He's like, I did start exercising recently, maybe.
So I mean,
surprised is the coolest part. You really, like, you just have to be embarrassed. Like,
how'd I get there?
Hey, I stuck something at my, like, they're going to find it.
It was after they found it that he admitted what happened, but did not explain why.
What are those? It's a fetish, though, right?
Where you it's called sounding.
You stick things
and
in your
usually
penis.
It's a metal rod, and you like you gauge it, like when you gauge a piercing. So you stretch your pee hole out, to fit bigger and bigger things in it.
You know what I've seen, and I don't want to change the subject, but
no, of course,
I've seen this, and I've been like, maybe it does feel good. You ever see those porns where a guy sits on that, like, black seat? It's actually the thing I think that that Shane Gillis made fun of. It's like a black seat with a rod. You sit on
the
it, and it vibrates.
I've never seen it do
that.
I've seen
shit.
It on, like, Howard Stern.
Yeah, girls sit on Sibians.
He goes,
no, guys
you ever
sit
see
on
that
it
porn when dudes are sitting on it?
Wait, but it's guys
no,
sit
it's
on it,
Sibian,
and the girl jerks him off while he's doing
oh,
it.
Oh, okay, I've never
or
seen
maybe,
this.
I mean,
you could find anything.
Maybe I was on Pornhub.
It's your algorithm, bro. Hey.
You know what? Let's go back to the jump rope.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah,
it looks like an ottoman with a dick on it.
And it vibrates.
Oh, yeah, that probably rules.
You put it in your hiney, and then your lady or your guy jerks you off while that thing kind of vibrates in your
butt. I bet that's fantastic.
I bet you it's a delight.
Absolutely,
it probably
incredible
solves back issues.
Yeah.
I have a herniated
like
disc
thing
right
that you
now.
You put your legs on and it, for your lower back.
That's the thing that doctors awesome like don't. I'm sure there are things like that, and again, that they can't like. Like, doctors must know that there's certain things that they could stick in our ass that will make us come but also heal us that they just can't do. Like, I was at the ER Monday and because my balls hurt and whatever. And
or whatever, herpes.
And none of them, like when they said, let me see, and then my dick came out, they were like, whoa, and I had to, like, cover my dick and all this stuff, you know? And I forget what I was saying.
Yeah,
but
you just wanted to be like, they were like, shocked by my huge cock.
No, actually, they were like, your balls are fine. And I'm like, they're not usually this big. And they're like, look, that's how everybody's balls are. And I was like, they're huge right now. But anyway.
Let's play. Let's
didn't
do
they used to treat hysteria in women with vibrators? Like, that was the invention of. Am I crazy?
Natalie, go for it. Here
no,
she goes.
No, that's real.
Wow.
They would come in with hysteria, and it was just, they were horny, so they'd be like, I know what to do.
It will put them to sleep.
Yeah.
It'll put him to sleep. My God. When she's acting up,
yep.
Put her to sleep.
Well, I think.
Put that Tamagotchi or yeah. whatever it's called. Clap that bitch in the wall.
A Tamagotchi.
What's it called? The Hamagotchi?
The.
Hamitashi?
No, I know what you mean.
Hitachi?
Hitachi.
Thank
Throw
you.
Throw that shit into
Definitely
the wall.
Definitely not a Tamagotchi.
It's the name of the episode.
But yeah, doctors. Well, think, that's what I was saying. Doctors don't want to do yeah. sexual things to us that could probably fix us.
I only date fat women. So, like, all you got to do. Fat girls are like parakeets. Like, if it's dark, they just go to sleep. Like,
you
they
just put a blanket
like,
over you, put a burqa on her.
So anytime I'm in an argument with a girl I'm with, I'm just like, I have a headache. Can I turn the lights out? And then they're asleep in like 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
And then when they wake up, I'm like, that was a crazy fight, huh? It's amazing. Yeah. If you turn the lights out on a fat person, they will fall asleep within 15 minutes because we sleep so bad.
Wow.
So anytime I'm in an argument with someone I'm with, I'm always just like, yeah. Do the lights kill in my eyes right now? Can I please turn out the lights?
You and I.
A few hours of sleep apnea later, fucking fight over.
Streets of Rage, you and I play each other. Whoever loses has to sit on that thing and come. And get jerked off by...
Yeah, I'm going
to
throw the game.
I thought it was Street Fighter. I don't remember these rules.
Look at him, yeah.
I am not a... That's
putting
like
it in
a
his
lot.
Mouth.
No, I
would want to like... So I'm not too experienced with stuff in my butt. I would want to have a few days to like do enemas and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't want to shit all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I know some girls that do anal porn have like an anal diet of like things you can eat for a few days before a scene so that you don't shit. I remember No Hot Dogs was on the one that I read that when I was dating a girl who had to do an anal thing.
Oh, no.
Don't you think like also like I don't eat hot dogs? Like, shouldn't most people just not eat? That shouldn't be like a porn rule.
Yeah, but if you're poor,
it should be like ladies shouldn't eat hot dogs. Ew, girls, come on.
Yeah, but with a little caramelized onions and you do it right, it's pretty good.
That's
yeah, I love a dog.
Nice hot dog, you split it
chili
in the middle.
Sauce,
you do like
I read a
sauce.
Thing that for every hot dog you have, it takes however many minutes off your life, and I read it and I was like, worth it.
This was Robert Kelly's podcast yesterday. I'm like, you ever take a sandwich and you put a little mortadella? You do this, and Robert, oh yeah, dude, oh fuck, it's delicious, dude. There was like 15 minutes where we were just like,
we just talked about sandwiches.
You ever fucking, remember the oil and vinegar? He's like, dude, there's not better than Italian deli, dude.
By the way, you're making me really want to sit on the
you make me want to eat a sandwich.
You should do it for
I
the next
eat
naked
a sandwich
roast.
On
yeah, the
next
dream.
Naked roast, you just go out, you fucking, the crowd goes crazy, you plug that shit in, you just sit on it, and you go, all right, let me introduce the guests.
It's while like
you,
a mechanical ball.
You just get vibrated, just fucking.
Because there is no load I blow harder than if when you get the two fingers like behind the balls pushing up.
Ooh.
I can imagine.
That.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
Haven't had that yet.
No. Oh, dude.
You're talking about in your asshole pushing towards your balls?
No.
Show us. Go ahead. All
right.
Play your piss.
All right, come here. Hold on.
Yeah, come here. So here's your balls.
There they are.
And your asshole's, let's say, here.
All
right. Right? Yeah. That's about right, right?
Yeah, there's my
asshole. Little asshole action.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Whoa, Figs, come on, guys. These Italians, are you Italian? What are you?
In
my pinky ring.
In between.
Okay. The taint.
The taint, and then up hard. Push up hard with two fingers.
But you don't go in the asshole. It's
No.
Push up the taint.
No, that's
pressure.
Gross.
It's just a pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
One
right
time,
there.
One time I was masturbating. I put on Call of Duty, and I put a rubber band on R2 where your gun's just shooting. And so my controller could just keep vibrating. And I put the Fizz. Controller under my balls. And Fizz. I had that vibration from the DualShock 2 controller. And I jerked off.
Wait, what play? Was this a PS5? A
Modern
PS1?
Warfare.
Like,
Modern
how old were you, dude? What?
Modern Warfare comes out
what
today.
What are you talking about?
It was a PS like 2.
And I
didn't have a vibrator. I was just discovering myself.
Okay.
So I fucking...
I'm 33.
I'm 28 and a half. And I fucking hit R2. And it was like first time with a little vibrator. A little vibrator under your balls will change your life.
Yeah, that I've had the Hitachi under my balls.
Wow.
Will really fucking change your day.
Now, what's a Hitachi?
We were just talking about it.
It's that looks like a...
It looks like an ice cream cone.
Yes. And
a tall ice cream cone.
Oh, yes. I've seen these. You put that under your balls and...
Yeah, life's anything good. That you can plug into the wall really has some power.
Put up a Tamagotchi for us quickly, Mike.
Oh, okay.
The Hitachi will do the job.
Yeah.
But like...
Oh, get one for your lady. Look at that.
Those things beat the pussy up.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the Nick Cannons of fucking dildos.
They
right there,
really
man.
Fucking do damage.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Those and are yeah, one of the dude, one of those under your fucking mine. Grundle while you're getting a handy, it would really fucking over. Turn your day around.
That's great. Yeah.
By the way, don't act like people aren't going to try the two fingers on the taint tonight after hearing this.
I hope they do.
I'm a sexual dynamo.
Hell yeah.
They should write in and tell Knuckle us how it went.
Yeah, please. Feel free to tweet Natalie. No, tweet me. It's a gay spook show. Let me know if you try two fingers behind the balls before the ass. you gotta get the sweet spot.
Before there was MapQuest, guys would be like, hey, where's the gas station? Behind the balls before the ass. Oh,
sounding, okay. I don't know if I get because that doesn't sound fun. I had a friend that did fetish videos, and they sounded him. And I remember he told me that like he took like a piss with chunky blood in it.
After the obsidian? After the obsidian?
No,
thing?
The sounding. He had metal rods in his dick hole.
That's weird. There's like electric. That's weird.
I have some sounding porn here if you want to, like, if the guys want to see.
Yeah, well, I mean, while we're here.
It's gay sounding
let's
porn.
Do it, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there's Dr. Drew.
Okay.
Well, now, a lot of people, they tell me lately that porno, like you watch a porno and you don't even know that they're like slaves. Is that true? Like, are these guys. Is this
I mean, they
the
might
will?
Be. They might be trafficked.
I mean, okay. I don't know. This guy is a little too. I don't know what's going on. This is not.
All right. This is going to sound. Why do they all have that underwear?
Yeah,
I didn't know they all had that underwear.
I think we all had that at one point. That's that American Eagle underwear.
I did not have that underwear.
This guy was using Manscaped. Good for him.
Okay. Very very clean dick. That's which is fine if you're into kids, I guess. But
yeah, this is a Oh, okay. Oh gosh,
that doesn't look fun.
There's a COVID test.
You know
in
he loves
penis.
It. Look at his feet. Look at his feet, like in an old movie.
He's having a good time.
Oh my gosh, sir! You really got to trust another person with this. That's why you got to have such an old gay do it.
Yeah,
because you go, I'm not letting a fucking
that's enough.
Even a 40-year-old gay is not an experienced enough gay.
I don't like it that it's the metal straw, like it's an old timey milkshake.
Yeah, dude, is that why it's always like old gay guys are like the? Is it because truly they're more experienced with the actual dangerous shit?
That straw was.
I think you want for stuff like that. You want somebody to. I don't. Want to be sounding, and halfway through the person's like, I got to bring this up on YouTube and make sure I'm
yes,
doing it
exactly.
Right.
Yes, like, exactly. I've heard of this thing sounding. Yeah, you should try it. No, it should be like, I have been sounding for 25 years.
I want a crafty veteran.
Here's my degree in sounding.
I need a root beer float.
Yeah.
And give me one.
Yeah, I don't like that egg cream straw that he was fucking putting.
Yeah, I need a guy who was getting root beer floats as like a greaser, and that's when he first did it. It was in 1954.
He saw it and went 23 skidoo. I've got an idea.
Yeah. Well,
Sunday,
I think
that Monday,
out.
Sounding days. Tuesday, Friday,
sounding days.
Sounding days.
We got the days wrong, by the way. Yep. We just got the days of the week
like
wrong.
Tuesday,
just now.
Friday,
I was like, 7,
Durf Day,
11. What are days?
About it be Tesla.
My balls hurt, by the way, and it's just because. Yeah,
before we get out of here, I want to talk. We've got somebody that we've been following for a long time in the news, and there's some news about Harv Dog.
Harv Dog,
was he
the first ballot Hall of Famer sex offender? Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harv Dog, as I call him.
Young Harv.
Harv Dog.
Harv Dog.
Harv Dog's on trial.
Harv Dog
for what?
Some Harv Dog shit.
What'd he do?
And so taxis? There's actually two different stories involving Harv Dog that I want to talk about. Weinstein accuser describes how he attacked her and how his penis looked like it had been cut off and then sewn back on. Tell us about it, friends.
All right. She said, I didn't really see a full sack. I literally just saw a penis. The accuser known as Jane Doe 2 said. Because of that infection, his testicles were actually taken from his scrotum and placed onto his inner thighs.
This guy's the mountain of sex offenders. He's a Clegane. Who's the dude from Game of Thrones?
He's Frankenstein. That's what's so crazy Clegane. About those like Frankenstein type movies. Like even he'd go like balls outside of it, and I'm not even going to complete him. Then like you don't How are you a doctor and you put balls where? Just get rid of the balls.
So I believe I remember reading he had a number of issues that were like maybe stemming from like a diabetes type thing.
He's a warty man. He's a very warty guy.
Ghoulish. And he's got a bunch of issues.
I love a picture of his nuts.
Yeah.
Well, and apparently, his face and it looks like awful nuts. His face looks
his
like
dick and balls
nuts.
Are a nightmare.
I've heard that too. I've heard it's like crusty. I've heard there's like layers of like it's like skin. Like I mean, look at his face. Yeah, I think he has a skin condition.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, and it's so weird that guys with specific dicks go out and rape because then they can describe your dick. Like
yeah, it's not
that
good.
Was the same thing with Michael Jackson, where people. It's like. If people are debating the color of a guy, and then the kid says exactly what his dick looks like, and it's what his dick looks like, that's maybe not
a
guess.
Did that ever happen? Did the kids described his dick and he showed it?
Yeah, in court.
Yeah, Jackson was very upset. There's the interview where he's like, they made me get naked and take pictures.
Was his dick a different color than his body?
It was. There was something going on with
and
it.
And they were able.
Know?
Wow.
And they, yeah. So that's his dick.
So I have a theory about Harvey. So the one tape, like when they first started coming after Harvey Hard, there was a tape of him.
Harvey Hard, is that a ska band?
No, but it should be.
Okay.
When they started coming out, there was a tape of some girl recorded of him trying to like go to like get her back to his hotel room or something, and he's being very very forceful, and she's doing the voice that like girls do when they know they're recording. Like the same thing Mel Gibson's chick. She's like, why are you doing this to me? Why are you yelling?
Yeah.
What, are you a racist man? she's like goading him along. So when they did the list of medications Harvey Weinstein was on for the trial, one of them was a injection for boners. And it was like a very powerful erection medication that you have to use a needle for. So I don't think he was necessarily in his mind being rapey. I think the clock was a ticking and he knew what time he took the shot and went, I'm going to run out of boner.
It's useless, yeah.
And I've wasted.
He's like taking advantage of the werewolf. Yes. He likes becoming the werewolf.
Yes, that's a perfect way to put it. I think it's part of the ritual.
Ooh.
Zach, if you
can
don't.
Hey, new real ass dude.
Zach,
of the week?
If you don't mind.
He's a real ass dude.
What a monster.
He's a bad attitude.
One
might feel he's rich.
We gotta go through the whole song, okay.
Oh, always.
Man, sex has never been that important to me. You know, I think that's like a lot of guys who go like, no way a guy would do it. It's like we don't realize there's some people who are just
I think the point is if
cuckoo
you look
over
like
sex.
Him,
they
if you
love
look
it,
like
man.
Him, that's probably your entire persona.
Pull a photo of him like in his badness.
But it's madness because he has other power. He's a fucking.
He could just get prostitutes. He's rich as fuck.
Yeah,
but
it's you're like, right. You're
dude,
100%
you're,
right.
He
can get
processed. An executive, whatever the fuck he was. It's like you're. How much more power do you need? Why do you need to fuck to prove power?
I think that was.
How many
it,
people
that
do
was
you fucking sign checks for? That's power. You got to fuck too.
It's like why was Takeoff at a dice game?
Yeah. How much time is there in a day?
Oh, there.
Yeah,
I think
part of it was how famous he could get famous chicks or like actresses.
You know, but he could have shaved his head. He could have like shaped up his beard. You know,
it's
got to
be
nice. Could have been a cool
like,
old guy.
This girl for this incident said she came to give him a massage by her friend, and then her friend just bounced on her, and then she sat there getting groped while she massaged him.
Yeah, no. Pay a girl to massage and fucking stick a fucking sterling.
She said
silver
she'd never seen a man that large naked.
Well, let's not just body shame
yeah,
for the sake of it.
He's not a bigger guy at all.
Come on, poor guy.
Come on. Ben
and Nathan. Also,
I've never seen a man so large naked. They're like, in court, they're like, we can't do anything with that.
Yeah, that's just like, me.
You leave those parts
that's
out.
That's not nice.
It was really ew.
In Harv Dog related news, Jennifer Siebel Newsom asked to fake an orgasm in court during Harvey Weinstein trial. I mean.
So,
not since Liar Liar has the let's hear this chick come defense come into play.
It didn't work. She was like, I'm simply not doing that. Her exact words were, this is not When Harry Met Sally. I'm not doing that.
And what was the impetus?
So they were in a situation. She was in a situation with him in 2005 when they were supposed to have a business meeting and he like brought her back to his room and, you know, started making advances on her. And she said... what was her exact quote? She testified that she made, quote, pleasure noises after, like, to make him come faster so that she could get out of there quicker. And they were like, well, oh, hold basically on,
Natalie,
like,
Natalie, what, can you put on the sexy music?
I was afraid of that.
Can you just please put on the sexy music quickly? Sorry, Zach.
No, it's fine. I'm in. You're a co-host.
Thank
you're
you.
Right.
And
you're
go.
Right. I should have been producing ahead of time.
And please go back to the coming part.
Thank so... you. She also testified that she made, quote, pleasure noises after she put her hand on Weinstein's penis to encourage him to ejaculate. Nice. And so they were kind of, the defense was like, well, why were you doing that? And she goes, I was making noises to get him to finish.
Say
so
it
that
more,
he would...
say it like her. Like, what do you think she sounded like?
She was in tears. She was crying hysterically.
Perfect. Go ahead, Natalie.
I'm so sad.
Wait, Would you like to? No, please don't. So, I was making noises to get him to finish, she said, in tears. He had already raped me. This is so gross. I'm sorry.
Damn.
That was her quote.
Well.
I didn't hear anything. All I heard was...
Sounded...
That's all I heard. I'm bricked up and horny.
What an amazing, like, dumb dude defense, though, that they were like, she said, she claims she faked an orgasm. So like, well, why you act like you like it, Dan? And it's like, you don't think, like,
that is
you
dumb.
Know that's exactly what her response is going to be. Because you never had sex with someone and you're like, wait, are you fibbing because you want me to fit? It's like a known thing.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there like, so you fake it because, like, you're a bitch? What kind of defense is that?
Your Honor, she's a bitch.
She's a bit of a bitch. Dumb.
I move for a mistrial. The accuser is kind of a bitch, don't you think?
Egging him on? She egged him on.
Come on. That's the defense rests. Come on.
Dude, she's a chain puller. She's a ball buster.
Look at her. She's a chain puller. She's breaking your pussy and chops.
She breaks his balls.
One more thing before we get out of here. Who's the asshole? Police arrest Florida man after thinking his walking stick is a gun.
Oh, boy.
Is it like a shillelagh, or is it straight up a blind guy cane?
Yeah, let's check it out.
He's pointing it at people.
Oh, that guy's at Skankfest.
What's this in your back pocket? I just saw you walking it.
The navigational aids. What's the problem? You a tyrant?
Let's go.
He's right.
So what's your name and date of birth?
I don't have to give that unless
I'm... Yes, sir.
I'm...
Dumb bitch.
What is your suspicion?
It looks like you're carrying a gun in your back pocket. I'm stopping.
Bitch, it looks like a lightsaber.
Bitch, I'm Daredevil.
Are you insured that it's not a firearm?
Schwong, I pull out the saber, dude.
You don't have to be a dick to me.
Look at that. That's a lightsaber.
You're being one to me.
No, sir,
I'm a level 4 Jedi.
Am I detained?
Yeah, you are. What's your name and date of birth?
I detained.
It does not matter.
Yes, sir. That's
yeah, you are.
That's a double negative.
Call your supervisor, please.
He's right here.
All right.
I mean, this guy definitely was at Skankfest.
Man, these dumb dicks always defending each other. What?
This is a waste of time.
There's no way this can go good, right?
Unless he's got, like, a gram of meth in his pocket.
But then when he takes it out and it's clearly not a gun, I don't understand... Now it's just because they're embarrassed.
This is just being embarrassed. Yeah. What is the problem?
That's my cock, mister.
Cops hate it when you know.
Yep.
You gotta play
dumb.
They really, when you're not scared.
You know what else they hate? When you just admit that it's all bullshit. Like when they go, I gotta do this. And it's like, you don't have to do anything.
What's he got? Cashole? Is that a Ridge wallet, sir?
What a dumb shit.
This is a waste of time. Someone's getting fucking raped and killed right now, and they're too busy with this dumb honky fucking with his blind stick. Is that a Confederate flag? If that's a Confederate flag, it's hilarious.
Listen, that man fought for that flag. So I don't even understand. What are the charges? Resisting arrest?
Talking back at this point.
What, can you give us some info in the booth?
Okay, the officers are facing disciplinary action after this video went viral. This is from a while ago.
And what was he charged? What was he arrested for?
Probably being rude to the officer.
It says resisting, and he was kept for 26 hours before being resist. Wow. And he was in...
But he probably yeah, resisting arrest. Shit out of
complete
him,
darkness. And he doesn't look fully blind.
He held him for 26
blind,
hours.
He could probably sue the shit out of him. It's going viral. I'm sure a lawyer has approached him like, hey, I see... X, Y, and Z. Let's fucking press charges.
Yeah, you may not be able to, but I see. I see a suit,
sir. My name is Saul Goodman, and I can figure this out for you.
Yeah, I would assume that's. Yeah, cops really hate when you know your rights,
dude.
Yeah, they also hate another thing.
Yeah, well, he wasn't that.
Here's something else they don't like.
It wasn't just resisting; it was resisting without violence.
Resisting with then what is that? What
talking
is resisting
back.
Arrest?
Make, it's talking
point,
back. Yeah, it's making
a
talking
point.
Back.
It's talking
basically.
Back.
He got charged with talking back to a cop. Is the consensus right?
Yeah, and the cops were suspended without pay for several days.
Oh no!
Oh no! They got a vacation. Fuck. Oh no!
But they have to go through civil rights training.
Yeah. All right, before we get out of here, I want to watch one more thing. Did you guys see this video of the Asian guy with the stun gun on the subway?
Dude, I watched it on mute, and you need volume for it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, so let's do this.
So it's an Asian guy, and I've watched the video twice. It seems like he's just nuts, and he is just chasing black dudes with a stun gun, multiple different dudes. I don't know if he's confused or he's scared or what's happening, but he's just lunging it, and each dude just beats the shit out of him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not fighting this young Jack Black guy with the Army boot camp shirt. By the way, that taser is huge.
Where
it looks like a fucking Hitachi.
Where are they? That's not New York.
It's like a Target scanner. Oh,
damn,
shit.
Oh,
there we go.
Oh, damn. But why are you fighting the guy? The guy wasn't advancing.
Nah, man, you can't point a fucking thing at somebody and go like that.
I mean, he wasn't, I don't know. You could just back
up. Dude, okay, sorry. Let me take that back. Imagine you can fight and someone fucks with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to beat them up.
No, of course. Yeah, but my question is, why was that guy... What was that Asian dude doing before that?
Well, I think this is where it's revealed that he's nutty.
Yeah, so now he's just... Now
he's
it's
walking
over.
Around with a... He's got that hunch. Yeah, he's got that autism hunch. Yep.
Yeah, do you know what? That didn't occur to me, and that's such a funny way of putting it.
Yep.
The flat-footed walk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Joaquin Phoenix.
So
now he's going to chase...
This guy's on the Metro North.
Oh, my God. Now they're in L.A.
Dude, I would trip this Asian dude. This is my time to hip-toss an Asian,
Yeah.
And save a black guy?
Hell yeah, dude. Save a black.
But by the way, this is like a cartoon.
Now this guy.
Oh, this guy's excited. Yep. He just leveled up. He just fucking charged
he
up.
He just leveled up.
He went, hell yeah. Oh.
By the way, I don't think a good defense for a guy chasing you with a taser is to take your shirt off.
Yeah, no.
It seems counterproductive. Also, does he have fruit snacks now? Did he buy fruit snacks off another one?
Maybe that Chinese guy. Maybe the Chinese guy.
Now look, now this guy's beating him up.
Didn't want to buy any M&Ms. These blacks were pricing them. Oh no.
Yeah, this guy did bad.
At this point, where are the cops? This guy's got a mental problem. They need to fucking detain him.
None of his plan has worked out.
He didn't land any of the taser.
Oh, look at that. Skateboard to the back of the neck. Dude, I would Walls of Jericho right now. Yeah. I would legitimately get him in a sharpshooter. Because why not? You can.
Yeah. He's very bad at having a taser.
Very bad.
Did he actually taser anybody?
No, he stinks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he did pepper spray somebody.
Oh, apparently pepper spray.
Pepper sprayed somebody.
What info do we have?
Should have gave him some fruit snacks. That's what he needed.
Just in the video, if he didn't pepper spray it, the guy was like, I don't care, I've been pepper sprayed before, so I think he successfully pepper sprayed him.
Yeah. The guy's immune to it.
Yeah,
I don't care.
He's got a shirt that says boot camp, I would assume.
He's been
pepper I would just get that shirt for people.
Oh, yeah.
As a deterrent.
Yeah.
Poor agent, dude.
Yeah, obviously, I guess that guy's mentally ill.
Should have been hip-tossed. I like that. Like you said, this is my one chance to hip-toss an
my
agent.
My one chance. And save a black. I love the logic there. This fucking
winner.
Two birds, one stone.
Bring the world together.
All right, guys, we're going to end today's show. Thank you so much to my guest, Scott Chaplin, and to my co-host, Mikey Figgs. Really appreciate it. Lewis, we love you. We'll be back this Friday with a show that we pre-taped yesterday. We got Gio Perez, Derek Drescher, and Justin Silver in studio. Thank you guys very much for tuning in, and we will see you this Friday on The Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.